like to thank everybody for being here today. You know, this is kind of a tradition that we started here for, you know, guys that have done an outstanding job for the University of Alabama, representing our football program, not only on the field in terms of success that they've had individually and contributed to the collective success of our team by winning a national championship, a couple SEC championships, continuing our streak of, you know, winning 11 games and top 10 finishes. But these guys have also done an outstanding job of representing the university off the field. They've done a great job academically. They set a good example in terms of their leadership, how they've affected other people, and the things that they've done to contribute to the program itself in terms of what we try to do to help our players be more successful in life. These guys have always been exemplary in all the things that they've done to help themselves in terms of their work ethic, their character, the choices and decisions that they've made, which is what has created the opportunity for them. I think philosophically, you know, we've talked before about, you know, the whole draft, the whole college experience, and, you know, it does our program a tremendous amount of positive recognition when we have guys that have tremendous careers here and are going to be, you know, top draft picks. And we've always tried to provide our players with the kind of information from NFL teams, from football people, that help them make a good business decision about their future as football players. And, you know, we certainly are pleased and proud of the young men that we have here today and the announcements that they want to make. One guy who couldn't be here today is Irv Smith. You know, Hal Hinges is getting married this weekend, and quite a few of the players are, you know, either at the wedding or going to the wedding or were in the wedding, and that created a little issue with Irv being here today. But Irv did a really good job for us, and he's also deciding and will put out a statement, but wanted me to announce today that he's going to enter the draft as well. So we're very proud of all these guys, and each guy will come up and give a brief statement about their decision and their future. So again, thank you all for coming.
Quinnen Williams.
My 3 years at Alabama has been some of the best of my life. During my time at the university, I've grown into not only a better football player, but also a better person. Also, thanks for all the time and effort that Coach Saban and his staff have put towards developing me. Without Coach Saban's continual teaching and support, I wouldn't have become the player I am today. He took a chance on me back in high school when not many others would, and I was truly blessed to have given the opportunity to play at the University of Alabama. Thank you, Coach. I am also grateful for the efforts of everyone I met and put into at the University of Alabama. There are so many people that helped me grow into the man I am now, like Jeff Allen, Ms. Amy, and Molly in the academic staff, Coach Cochran in the strength conditioning staff. I want to also thank my family and their continued support all these years, my grandmother, Yvarta Henderson, and everything she sacrificed for me and my siblings to succeed, and my dad, Quincy Williams Sr., for pushing me on and on the field. All the people that have supported me, the teammates I played with, and the lifelong friendships I built at the University of Alabama meant the world to me, and it will forever be a special place in my heart. With that being said, I believe that it's time for me to take the next step in my football career and declare for the NFL draft. Thank you so much for the great 3 years, and forever Roll Tide.
So I'm finna just wing it, because, you know, I ain't really coming.
Josh Jacobs.
This decision has definitely been tough for me. Even on the ride here coming up, I still didn't know exactly what choice I wanted to make. And, I've decided to go ahead and declare into the 2019 draft. I want to thank the program. I want to thank Coach Saban for taking a chance on me, and a lot of people didn't. I want to thank Coach Burns for teaching me everything that I know about football, and Coach Panazio for helping me, a big impact in helping me on becoming a better person and off the field things. I also want to thank Coach Cox for just making me the man I am, for all the hard things I've been through, just being there to be able to talk to him, and, for the support. I would also like to thank my teammates, and my family and my community back home, everybody that never gave up on me and always believed in me. With that being said, I'll be declaring. Thank you. Roll Tide.
Thanks, Jonah.
Jonah Williams.
So, this is probably going to sound more like a Grammy acceptance speech. but I just have a lot of thank yous because this place really, you know, it's an incredible program that Coach Saban's built. But it runs because of all the people that work in the coaching and support staff roles, in nutrition, you know, there's Miss Amy, your chefs, Kevin, Julian, Jeff Springer in equipment, and in training where I spent quite a bit of time this year. And I think, you know, as you play more seasons, you spend more time in there. You know, with Jeff, Jeremy, Bobby, Vic, Ginger, Paige, Russell, like these are people that you just come to every day and, you know, all they want to do is help you. And, you know, I don't think any of us would be here without them, you know, and then the academic staff with Emily and Molly and all the tutors that they have, you know, they play a huge role in, you know, helping us stay on track in school. And, you know, I was fortunate to graduate this past December, which is one of my biggest goals coming in here. We have the compliance staff with, you know, Tiffany and Matt, and then you have Ellis over there, you know, kind of running the whole deal. Our media staff, Josh, Alex, Maggie, you know, do a great job and kind of being our liaison to you guys. Then obviously the coaches, Coach Saban for, you know, seeing me and giving me an opportunity out of high school to play here and win two SEC championships and national championships. It's, you know, been an incredible opportunity. Coach Cristobal recruited me here. Coach Key was my line coach all 3 years, and I think having that continuity and, you know, kind of the just the way that he coached me and helped me grow as a player has just been invaluable. Coach Locks, OC, you know, did an incredible job and, you know, helped me to learn a lot more about the offense as a whole outside of the O-line room. And then all the GAs, you know, there's so many guys that run around and, you know, do work as analysts and things that, you know, give us a lot of scouting information and things that, you know, help us be successful in the field. Then Coach Cochran and the whole strength staff, you know, for helping me come in and get ready to play in SEC and, you know, play college football against these guys. So then lastly, my my family, you know, they've been there since day one for me, and they're always the, you know, my parents are the people I can call, you know, if I ever need to talk about anything. And my little brother Jaden, you know, being the number one fan, he's come to pretty much every game. He knows all the cheers and does the pom-poms and stuff. It's adorable. And then, you know, my sister Sierra as well, you know, I text her all the time and, you know, keep her updated on everything. And, so wouldn't be here without any of those people. You know, really grateful for the college career I was fortunate to have and this university for the opportunities it's afforded me. And with that being said, I'm going to be declaring for the 2019 NFL Draft. So thank you.
Okay, thanks guys. This time we'll dismiss Coach Saban. We'll break these players up around the room and you guys can stop my getting.